Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic
hits. I hope this email reaches you and your team. It did. Thank you very much indeed. Emails generally do reach us. We don't get to read them all, but they do reach us. I'm not one to usually get in touch, but I was talking to one of my friends about this issue and I'm having with my partner. We got a dog earlier this year, a little Jack Russell puppy that fits in perfectly to our home. The first few weeks, we obsessed over the puppy, which I think is quite normal. Since then, things have escalated with my wife and the puppy. She is obsessed with buying him the latest clothes, accessories, gifts, and she treats the puppy like it's a child. We don't have any children, so maybe that's why she wants to splash out on gifts for the puppy. The dog is slowly taking over, and she's spending a significant amount of time and money on the puppy, resulting in arguments and fights between us. Examples of what she is buying includes different outfits for each day over the Christmas. Also Christmas, flashing elves and Santa hats, reindeer ears, dog Christmas food, Christmas bedding, and so much more. I need advice. You need more than advice, pal. I think you need a new girlfriend. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, he needs advice. Let me go to Anne. Anne, how are you doing, Anne? You're on Classic Hits.
Oh, hi, Niall. How are you?
It says on my screen, no, I thought first it says you got a cat as a Christmas present. No, you got the cat at Christmas present.
No, we haven't got it yet, but we are getting it.
What are you buying the cat?
We're buying her this thing called, it's called Flippity Fish. We saw it. It's a JML.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it. Yeah, it's and it jumps around like a real fish.
Yeah, it's a battery operated. It flops around on the floor.
Yeah, it's got a kind of silvery, materially feeling off it. I've actually held it in my hand. It looks great.
Yeah, so we're getting her that for Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah, because my partner was going to get it for her cat at one stage. We saw it during the week. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. We saw it, and she was going to get it on the JML stand. It was, and she was going to get it for her cat. But it's like £30 or something, isn't it?
Well, I think they have it actually in Woody's for £20. So
right, okay.
Get it there.
Okay, it's a good ad for Woody's. Okay, everybody, you can get it in Woody's for £20. And yeah, I mean, I don't know whether the cat be pissed off at it after 10 minutes of playing with it, but or they'll wreck it.
Well, I hope she likes it if we're spending €20 on her.
Now, would you normally spend €20 on the cat?
Well, we got her a small thing for her birthday. We just got her a little toy mouse.
Does the cat even know it has a birthday?
Well, you see, she was born here. Her mom came in as a stray cat.
Right, okay.
She had the kitten and we kept her, so we know her birthday.
Right, okay. So you get her a birthday present and a Christmas present.
And a Christmas present, yeah.
Right, and will you get her a little selection box?
No, I think we just get her the fish.
Because you can get little cat selection boxes with little treats in them.
Oh, I think I've seen them. Yeah, I think I've seen them. We might get her one of them as well.
And what do you think of this email from this guy who basically says his wife is obsessed with the Jack Russell and she's buying him clothes and gifts and all this kind of thing? I think he's feeling a bit left out, to be honest with you.
Well, it is nice. It is nice. I wouldn't spend a fortune on them, but it is nice just to, because they're like part of your family, really, you know.
Yeah, but they don't know when Christmas and birthdays are. They haven't a clue.
I know, but it's nice to make a fuss over them as well, you know.
Do you think they appreciate it?
I don't know, but maybe dogs do more than cats. I don't know.
What's the cat's name?
Annie.
Oh, right, okay. And what sort of cat is it?
It's I sent a picture in on WhatsApp. She's just a small little cat with kind of white fur and kind of white and brown fur.
Right, okay, I'm looking here on the WhatsApp screen. Ash, just put that up on the screen there so I can see this little cat. Yeah, because my partner has a cat now, but it's a pedigree house cat. Does your one go outside?
Well, actually, you won't believe this, but she actually goes out on a lead. We bring her out on it because we're afraid of her going out on the road.
Stop.
Sounds good.
Jesus. You're bringing the cat out on a lead?
Just around the garden, yeah, just to get her to be walking. We don't bring her out on the street now, right?
So I've never heard of a cat being brought for a walk on a lead and just around the back garden. Are you afraid she'll run away?
Yeah, because she's quite small and, you know.
But they're like pigeons. They come back. That's the whole principle of cats. They go out wandering. Now, I know Karen's my partner's one. She stays in the house all the time. She's a house cat. She won't even go out if the weather's cold. You know, she'll look out the door. If it's too cold, she'll stay in. And she'll only go out for 5 minutes and she's looking to get back in again. So that's it. They don't go far. But cats cats know their way back. You have to teach the cat that it's all, you have to let it out, give it its freedom.
I know, we have to take a chance on her someday and just let her go.
But I can't believe you're walking around the back garden with a cat on a lead.
She likes being out though, because she's just, you know, and she's on her little lead going around the garden. So
right, okay.
Happy enough with that.
And she's clearly named after you, is she?
Well, one of my sisters named her Annie. I don't know where she got the name from.
Well, stay there because Rose.
Hello.
Hi, Rose. You've got a dog and you're equally as mad as Anne.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it mad.
Right, would you buy a gift for the dog, will you?
I do. I always buy him gifts.
What do you buy him?
At Christmas, it's usually a selection box.
Yeah.
Of some sort, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I just bought him a new coat.
Like an actual coat, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, keep the heat in. I mean, the
you do know they have fur, but that's beside the point, but go on, yeah.
Yes, but dogs still, they have fur, but they still, I mean, my dog is a house dog, so he would feel
the cold. He feels the cold, he's a cold creature. Yeah, okay, a bit like me.
He shares the house, he demolished my Christmas tree.
Oh, he took it down, did he?
He eats the Santa Clauses off of the tree and the angels off of the tree.
Right, okay. Just make sure he's not eating any chocolate now.
Oh, he done that last year on me.
But yeah, because it's dangerous. By the way, I can say that to Anne too, but just say to everybody, for cats and dogs, chocolate, lethal.
I tell you,
lethal.
People think that animals don't know. Well, I tell you something. He knows when he has done wrong.
Does he?
Because all you have to do is say to him, what have you done? And he'll run out and he'll hide.
What's his name?
His name is Apollo.
Right. Does he like cats?
Does he like cats?
Yeah. We could hook him up with Annie.
I tell you now, he is 4 years old. He is a garden setter and he weighs over 40 kilos.
Ah,
so
stop.
I don't very much. I wouldn't leave him near a cat because I wouldn't even leave him near a small dog because he wants to play with everybody.
Right, okay. So, and you see, going back to this email, so this guy is feeling a little bit jealous of the cat, I think, or the dog, because the dog, the Jack Russell, is getting Christmas presents like clothes, accessories, treats, and he's not getting anything.
Well, he needs to get a life.
Oh, right. Anne, by the way, do you have a partner, Anne?
No, I don't.
Are you single?
I'm single,
so you're a single cat lady?
Yeah, but I'm not a mad cat woman there.
give it time. hang on for a second. You're telling me you're not a mad cat woman, but you've also admitted on national radio that you bought the cat, gifts for Christmas, selection boxes, a present for his birthday, and you walk him around the back garden on a lead. Now, come on. And you're telling me you're not a mad cat lady.
Well,
sorry, I've lost you there. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Yeah, so, and you're telling me you're not a mad cat lady?
And I have more than one cat as well, so I probably should... I have four cats altogether.
Oh, hold on. This is expanding the problem. And do you buy them all a Christmas present?
No, it's funny. It's only Annie. I don't know why we just buy them for Annie, because she's the youngest.
That's a bit unfair, isn't it, on the other cats?
I know, it's mean, isn't it?
Yeah, and do the other cats go roaming around the neighbourhood?
Yeah, well, the other cats go out, they go out, they come in and out, they're not on leads now, right?
Right. And what do your neighbours think of your four cats going in and out of their gardens and everything else?
I don't think they mind, because my neighbours have dogs and one of my neighbours has a cat as well. So
right, okay.
I think they're okay.
Okay, all the calls we're here, by the way, we're getting are women. Is it only women are cat mad and dog mad? Karina, you're on Classic Kids. Hold on a second. Karina. Hi.
Hi, Niall.
I know Karina is what I am. Karina, your cat is your dog is celebrating its second birthday.
Yeah, our dog Kai is celebrating his second birthday today, so he'll be getting a Yogi ice cream. That's a dog ice cream that you can get in Super Value. And I'm not the only one in my family that treats the dogs and the cat.
Right.
I do. My husband and our son does the same.
Right.
They
get
treats. They get Christmas stockings, they get little gifts for their birthdays. They're part of our family, Niall.
A Yogi ice cream.
Yeah. I knew you'd like that one.
What the name of Jesus is a Yogi ice cream? Is it an actual ice cream?
Oh yeah, you can get it. You get it in the ice cream department in Super Value.
Right.
In a little, like there's four of them in a little box, like they're doggy ice cream.
I've never heard of such ridiculousness in my life. Doggy ice creams. So I'm assuming they're specially made for dogs with less sugar and all that kind of carry on. And
yeah, I presume so. I never really checked it out. I just buy them because they're for the dogs.
And loves them.
In the summer when it's so warm, we buy them ice to cool them down.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. I bet you have a little bikini for him as well. And do you buy him clothes?
No, no. Our son and my husband draws the line at clothes. Now, I bought for Christmas, I have a little Santa hat that I try and get a photograph of them in. But it doesn't always work out. But no, no, they're not allowed to wear clothes.
By the way, and you buy clothes for Annie?
No, not yet. No, I haven't started yet.
Right. And I'm after getting them high-vis little jackets with their names on it. You know, when we're walking.
High-vis jackets?
Yeah, they're little bandana jackets.
Why? In case somebody doesn't see them. They're on the end of a bloody lead.
Oh, well, you just don't know now. But really, whoever that man is, oh, God love him, he needs a hug.
Yeah, he's a bit jealous of the dog because the dog is getting all the attention.
No, really and truly, no. I find that hilarious.
Does your partner ever get jealous? Because, by the way, you don't only have a puppy. You also have a cat and you have two other dogs as well.
No, one cat and two dogs. Yeah.
And how do the dogs and the cat get on, by the way?
Oh, yeah, they get on fine. There's not a bother. No, right. If anybody would be jealous of anybody with the dogs, it would be me with my husband and son. The dogs just be expected. Especially the dog whose birthday it is today. He's just a
Should we? What's the dog's name, by the way?
His name is Kai.
Kai. Should we all sing happy birthday to Kai? Just.
I'm not at home, so he won't hear you.
But just so at least when he grows up a little bit, you can send him a recording of it or something like that. Happy birthday to you. Sing along, Anne. Rose, sing along. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Kai. Happy birthday to you. I've gone down in radio history now.
Thanks very much, Niall.
Yeah, I've said saying happy birthday to a dog. Hold on, just stay there. You're all mad. The whole lot of you are mad. Hold on. Let me just go to Nigel. Nigel, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Nigel?
Three baby Jesus. Now we're back here again.
You have three ladies. Don't insult them.
You haven't only gone down in radio history, you've gone down in radio listenership as well.
I know. These three are buying gifts and ice creams and Yogi ice creams and walking their cats around back gardens on leads.
I tell you now, she lived next door to me at her apartment. I get the white coat out for her. Have I seen anyone walking around with a car on a lead? Are you having a giraffe? Give it up, will you, woman? You got to get a hold of yourself, will you, for God? I know it's been a strange year, but it's not that bad.
Maybe she's afraid it'll catch the COVID.
Right. Hey, do us a favour, get Niall Lyons. See, can you send a video in of that, will you?
Yeah, that would go viral, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would.
Viral, you wouldn't just take your eyes off.
You, we have to see a picture of the cat on the lead, Anne. We need to get a picture of the cat on the lead.
I have to organise that for you, so I will. I'll organise that.
That's a war beer, Anne. I tell you now, that's a war beer. You're in there.
What about Karina buying ice creams for her dog?
Stop, will you, for Jesus' sake. Imagine going into the shop and saying, can I get 20 John Player Blue and an ice cream for me?
A Yogi ice cream. For Kai.
20 John Player Blue, a bale of brickets and a yogurt for me dog.
Are they gone mad or no? I mean, are they right? I mean, realistically, I have a little dog. She's part of the family. You know what I mean?
I have a dog as well. I bought a young fella a dog. He's 19 now. Well, he's going on 19. The dog is 11 years ago. And she's part of the family. Now, she doesn't come into the house. We've had this before. Like, she doesn't come into the house at all. She has a lovely house outside. Two little doors.
Would you not let her in every now and again just to watch the telly, witches?
No, I have a rule, Niall. You know me rule. Am I allowed to say it on a daytime show or does it have to be in the nighttime one?
Why? What's your rule?
Well, anything that can lick its own arse doesn't come into the house.
Yeah, I get where you're going. By the way, Karina, does the dog sleep in the bed?
Oh, God, no. I draw the line there. They're not allowed up through the house at all.
Oh, are they not? Okay.
No, no, they're only allowed downstairs. No, no.
She's only half mad.
I don't even have to ask, Anne.
Yeah?
Does the cat sleep on the bed?
Sometimes. At the end of the bed, not all the time.
She's gone. She's a lifer. She's gone.
But the moment she said she walks the cat on a lead, I think we realise that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think the least of our worries now is the cat sleeping on the bed.
But you see what it is, and I don't want this to come across as a sexist comment, even though it is a sexist comment. When it comes to women, if a bloke turned around and said, listen, it's either me or the dog, one of us is going, they'd say, pack your bags. They'd let you go.
They'd have a pack.
Yeah, you're gone. The dog or the cat comes first.
No, I'll put up your hand and say no, they wouldn't.
Ah, don't be lying to me. Sorry, Karina, is that you? Yeah, don't be lying to me, Karina. The dog, you know in your heart and soul that the dog comes first.
Absolutely not, Niall. 110% not.
You just told me it was part of the family.
Yeah, but if it was a choice between the dogs, the cat and my husband, the dogs and the cat would have to be rehomed.
Ah. And do you ever buy your husband the Yogi ice cream? Do you ever buy him a little ice cream?
No, I get him Magnum.
Jesus Christ almighty. Nigel, what do you say to this fellow sending the email who's jealous of his wife and the dog's relationship?
No, get over it, you girl. Will you give it up? Jesus Christ. Get up with it.
Okay, well, say that for a second because Olivia.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Olivia? Now, this is a more unusual pet, but go on, tell us a story.
Well, no, there just used to be a guy who went around my village with his goat on a leash.
Right. So he was very friendly with the goat, was he?
I have no idea that, but he used to go to the shop with him and down the village, like through the
with
village
the goat on
walk.
The lead.
Yeah.
That's one for after 9 o'clock.
I don't know what else he was doing with that poor little goat.
Oh, God.
So, but you buy gifts to your dog as well, do you?
I do, yeah. I have a new bed every year he gets for Christmas.
Right.
And new blankets, stocking, and he loves the squeaky toys. So he kills the squeak out of them.
So you get him at like a doggy Christmas stocking.
Yeah, and he knows exactly where it is every Christmas. He knows exactly where to go and get it every Christmas morning.
So what, he runs down the stairs like a child every Christmas morning?
No, he's waiting at the door in the sitting room and he goes running in and straight to us. And then he kills us for the next hour.
Does he push all the other toys out of the way to get to his one?
He does, actually. He knows exactly where it will be.
We've
he's
not
15, you see, so he's clever.
You want to wrap it this year?
I tell you, we've lost the plot today, Nigel.
Oh, look,
I swear
look,
to God, I feel like I'm in some sort of twilight zone here.
In all fairness, Nigel, I've been on this show, as you know, for the last, God knows, and especially this year when we've had so much doom and gloom, is it okay to have 20 minutes of a laugh?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and thanks to the women of Ireland. Thanks
absolutely
to the women of Ireland for giving us a laugh.
There's enough tears going on with our Lord Tony Houlihan and all them lads. You know what I mean? Let the girls buy underpants for the dogs if they want to.
I'd say if Tony Houlihan had his way, he'd be have you sanitizing those doggy gifts. You'd be sanitizing them all.
They'd be going around with beads and masks.
You have to sanitize your cat leaving everything.
I did see a woman. There was a picture online the other day of a woman in Dublin. Now, this is a genuine picture. It wasn't a jokey thing, right? And she had her dog, had a mask on her dog, bringing it for a walk.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Now, but if any of you ladies laugh at that, I swear to God, because yous have done just as bad with all your rubbish, the Yogi ice creams and walking cats and everything.
Your woman, the lead can't laugh.
Yeah. Oh, putting God. Honest to God, the woman had a mask. It was like a little sort of poodle Maltese type dog. And genuinely, somebody took a video while going by in a car. The dog was on the lead, walking, and she had like a little blue surgical mask on the dog.
She's affected.
I know.
Yeah, it's affected. She's affected. Thank you, ladies. Thank you very much, Nigel. Keep texting and keep WhatsApping in. Is there something wrong with these ladies? Or is there something wrong with people who are buying dogs gifts, not only for Christmas, for their birthdays as well?
Jesus H. Christ. How do they have kids? Then you know how bad there is. It's a bleeding dog.
Ed, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Ed?
How are you doing?
You've two cats.
I have two cats, two brothers, yeah.
They're two brothers, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, the two brothers, held the same litter, like, yeah.
What's their names?
George and Freddie.
George, as you would, yeah, you would call them George and Freddie.
Well, that wasn't my choice, it's someone in Harry Potter or there's two brothers or something in there, that's
right, okay.
That, like.
And, okay, so, and when did you bring them for a walk?
I have to bring them outside, because we live in an apartment, like, now, I have to qualify this, doesn't happen anymore, because she actually lets them out now, but this was before she actually used to let them out.
Right.
She was too nervous to let them out, so you bring them out on the leads, like, two of them.
I didn't know that was a thing until
Anne
mentioned it earlier on, that you bring cats out on a lead.
No, I felt a bit bad there because obviously those two women sound a bit mental, but I mean, it's an actual thing. It definitely happens, like, you know.
Everybody's sounding a bit mental on the air today, just let me say it. Because you just admitted that you do it as well, or you're the half did it too.
I did. Come here, I'm for a quiet life, do you know what I mean? And yeah. What's more, they were going mental in the apartment, so they wanted to get out. And
but here's the thing, I would say. Living in an apartment is not an ideal situation for having a cat in the first place, is it really?
No, it wouldn't be the best now.
Unless you're ground floor.
But if you can't kind of, no, we would have been on the first floor, like, you know, we aren't on the first floor, I should say. But
so how does if the cat goes out, how does it get back up again?
Well, it climbs up the wall, like, and there's kind of, you know what I mean? They can jump a fair bit as well.
They can jump 20 foot.
I know, like, it's like, you kind of have, like, there's walls dividing the apartments underneath and they're kind of at a bit of an angle, so they can kind of run up and they'll catch onto the balcony. I know, they can get up onto it, but...
Do you buy them presents for Christmas and birthdays?
Well, we don't know their birthdays, because when we got them, obviously the girl we got them off, she wasn't sure when their birthdays were because she got them off someone else, like, you know?
Right.
And so we're not sure their birthdays, but for Christmas, like, they get a stocking, and there's kind of like these little balls and stuff in it, like with little rattles in them and stuff like that, and a few cat treats and everything. Like, they're not the good cat treats that you buy down in Tesco's, like, but they still eat them anyway. Like,
because they're cats and they don't care.
Yeah, there's a level to different qualities of cat treats.
Oh, is there? I didn't know there was. I didn't know there was different qualities of cat treats. Have you ever tasted them yourself? No.
No, I haven't resorted to that. But you know what I mean. It's I do know that fact that there are kind of different qualities of what you. Give the cat,
yeah. Definitely. I made mine at a dog biscuit once for a bet. I'm sure it's safe. I don't know.
I think I did a dog biscuit, but it would have been a kid and it wasn't for a bet. So,
Bonio, I think it was.
It would have been Bonio's where they would have been the go to dog biscuit and it would have been a kid.
That got me the days of the old Bonios. Nowadays, you can buy anything you want. Stay there for a second. I want to go to Siobhan as well.
Yeah,
speaking of crazy people. Sorry, Siobhan.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
What did you buy your puppy for Christmas?
Well, cuddly toys.
Okay, anything else?
Well, she has an advent calendar.
She has an advent, of course she has.
Yeah.
Because she looks at it every day and thinks of Holy God. So obviously you open it up every day and you're going to give her the treat out of it.
Yeah, but my 11-year-old opens it up every day and gives her the treat out of it.
Right, out of the advent calendar.
Yeah, they're all healthy, good for dogs now. They're not a chocolate one.
Oh, right. Of course, doggy chocolate is different or doggy treats are different to regular stuff because it has to be. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all natural products.
Yeah, definitely safe for the dog.
Yeah.
And so what would you say you'd buy her for Christmas? What else?
Well, she'll probably get a couple of cuddly toys and a few other...
I can hear her in the background there, yeah.
Oh, no, that's my little boy.
Sorry. I thought that was the dog crying in the background.
Oh, no, the dog's asleep on the back of the couch.
Probably sick listening to the child. And is she treated like one of the family?
She's absolutely ruined. It's been about 10 years since we had a dog. She'll be 9 months on Friday.
And she got clothes. Did you buy her clothes?
Well, I bought her a life jacket because we went on my cousin's boat there during the summer. And she does have a coat.
You bought her a life jacket for the boat?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, we travelled from Cavan up to Enniskillen on the boat, so we didn't want her falling in and drowning.
Right. Would you not just hold on to her? Would that be easier?
Well, I still did that, but just in case. Like, the child had a life jacket.
Fair enough.
Like, you know?
I'm sure Ed would buy two life jackets for his two little brothers, his little cats, if he happened to be on a boat. Although cats don't like being on boats. They don't like water.
With a little water wing and all for her. Like.
She loves the water now, so she could have dove in, like.
Oh, right. She might have jumped in, like, not knowing it's the sea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I get you.
Like, she's spoiled by my husband, anyway.
Right. Oh, not by you, obviously.
Oh, no, she's spoiled by me, but for someone that didn't want a dog in the house. Right. No, he ruins her.
Oh, he's all over her, spoiling her rotten.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, listen, lovely to hear yous all, by the way, today, even though yous are all mad, every last one of yous. Siobhan, Ed, everybody got involved in the show. Listen, thanks very much indeed. I didn't honestly believe there would be that many crazy people in the world, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. But clearly there is. People buying clothes and pets and ice creams and walking their cats and all sorts of carry-on. Cheapers.